Well, a short-term rental can be a great solution for a summer weekend getaway or any trip where you're looking for an experience that's different from a standard hotel room. However, keep in mind that short-term rentals often have different fees, policies, and cancellation terms than hotels. They may have different expectations for guests or different amenities. For example, they may not provide housekeeping. Short-term rentals also aren't immune to booking scams, where scammers impersonate a reputable lodging company's website and take booking fees from unsuspecting customers. Scammers sometimes convince travelers to use a payment method outside of a reputable booking platform to rent a property where the platform's security policies can't protect the traveler, and then they leave with the money. No one wants a scam or unexpected charge to ruin their trip. BBB has tips to help so no unpleasant surprises get in the way of your summer fun. Start by booking in advance if you can. Booking at least a month in advance is likely to get you a good price on a short-term rental. But if you're willing to live on the edge a little, there's a chance you can also score a last-minute deal. Set yourself some reminders to search for vacation deals each week so you can stay on top of any flash deals or extra savings. And understand policies and fees. Check-in and check-out policies, refund policies, and fees for items like booking or cleaning can all vary based on the booking company and the property when it comes to short-term rentals. Read these policies carefully before you book, and reach out to the host or booking company if you're unsure about anything. A recent FTC rule requires that short-term rentals disclose the entire rental price before you pay and describe what any fees are for. Also, save any documents related to your booking. Save copies of your receipt and all correspondence with the owner of the property or the rental company. And be sure to research businesses you aren't familiar with. If you find a booking site that looks professional, but you haven't heard of it before, proceed with caution. Search for reviews on third-party websites like BBB.org and keep a close eye out for reports of scams. Never share your personal information with a person or business until you know they are trustworthy. And research the rental property. Do an online search for the owner's name and/or the property's address. Look for complaints online, watching for any reports of scams or dishonest behavior. And do business with reputable websites and don't leave the platform. Legitimate websites like VRBO and Airbnb have certain policies to protect renters and rental owners. If there's a problem with your rental, you can open a case and you may get your money back. If a seller asks you to directly book outside a website, think twice. This is a setup for a common scam. Also, only make reservations through secure websites. Ensure websites and their payment pages are secure, meaning they start with HTTPS and display a lock symbol. If a web page isn't secure, don't enter your personal information and close the tab. Finally, use a credit card. Scammers often ask for payments via wire transfer, prepaid cards, or other untraceable methods. Always use a platform's secure payment system, and whenever possible, use your credit card to make those online purchases. It is easier to dispute fraudulent charges, and you have a better chance of getting your money back if something goes wrong. For more travel tips, visit bbb.org/travel.